We are just past 7:30, so I think we'll go ahead and get started. So I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody. You will not have the ability. Oops, sorry. Mute all. You will not have the ability to unmute yourself. And if you want to comment or question, put it in the chat. I'll be monitoring that on behalf of our speaker. And after the presentation, I will open up it so that people can unmute themselves at that point to ask questions or make comments and or continue to use the chat functionality. So welcome all to the April meeting of the Auto PC User Group. We're very fortunate this evening to have one of our members, Bob Harris, give us a presentation on AI image generation. And so I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be, I'm sure, very lively and with some demos, and hopefully we'll all get some good skills tonight to be able to take advantage of this new AI functionality. So with that, Bob, I would like to turn it over to you. Take it away.
Hey, thank you, Chris. Very good. Thank you. I'll begin to share my screen if I do this correctly. And you should see not too much right now, but I'll...
Yeah, just your full desktop.
Good. And that's my ghost monitor, thanks to Tom. You don't see it now, though, I don't think, do you, eh?
Yep.
You see the OPC thing, right?
Yeah, the OPC.
Good. Okay, that's good. Very good. Okay, we're ready to roll here. I don't know why you're worried. Very good. And we're past this now. I put that slide in a minute ago. Very good. Okay, I'm going to move this bar out of the way. I got a clean slide here. Okay. Welcome. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks for coming. I'm Bob Harris. It seems every day we hear more about more amazing things about the advancements in AI, meaning artificial intelligence. By the end of our session today, you won't just be familiar with AI, you'll become a master of this cutting-edge technology. As you may already know, the digital divide is the gap between those who have the access to and the abilities to use technology and those who cannot. But did you know a new divide has already arrived? The AI divide is the emerging gap between those able to use AI and those who are unable to use AI. Even though you may not see it, AI is growing at a rate that is surpassing all historical trends. Those who are able to use AI will have an advantage. So let's open the doors to the fascinating world of AI, artificial intelligence, image generation. Today, we'll learn to control AI and use it as a tool. And this is not just about robots and LEDs. Very soon, whenever you want an image like this, you won't be searching for it. You'll just create exactly what you want yourself. And the image you create will be very unique. In this instance, I asked for a serene lake between snow-capped peaks, a wooden cabin looking over the calm water, and a rowboat tied to the shore. I had help with those fancy words, but it's not hard. So today we're going to look at, perchance, AI photo and image generator. Let's get right into it. Here is our agenda. First, I'll unveil some of the features. It's more than pixels. Then we'll demystify the magic and uncover some secrets. Afterward, we'll navigate the interface and I'll show you a few tips. And then I'll demonstrate how I use it. It may not be the correct way. It's just how I do it. And finally, I'll be asking for your assistance to create some neat things together. So yes, the features. Well, there are no fees and no sign up. Okay, why is it free? You may see a few ads at the bottom, but they're very rare, and they're all at the bottom of the chain of the page. Now, to use Perchance, you must turn off your ad blocker. Now, Perchance uses open source code. I can't read code, but I like to think the open source transparency will help keep it safe and reliable. There's people out there smarter than me, and they're watching it. I trust this to a certain degree. Perchance is user-friendly. You don't need to be an expert to use it. It's also very fast and has mostly impressive results. And as you'll see, and you can see now, the benefits of these surpass those found in many more expensive image platforms. And don't forget, most of the image platforms that are expensive and paid have limits. Perchance has no limits. So it's a great place to have to learn and have fun. And let's see how it works. Okay, demystifying the magic. What's under the hood? And how does it really work? Sorry, I have no idea how this stuff works. As mentioned, it has open source code. Apparently, it runs on something called Stable Diffusion, but I'm still not sure what that is. However, before going forward, I can show you it does work. Here I asked for a unicorn casually shopping in a beer store. I don't know why, but images like this cannot be found on the internet. As you can see, realistic images like this are no problem. Let's keep going. Perchance AI photo generator. Here we have arrived at the landing page. This is where you go to generate your photos. It's all quite easy. I'm going to show you how to use these boxes. Now, I come here often, so I have this in bookmarks. You can find this by using Google. Just Google Perchance AI photo generator. They'll come right to it. Now, this is where we go to enter our prompt in the description box. And here we enter a unicorn casually shopping in a beer store. Then there's a bottom button called Generate. My mouse is pretty small, but Generate. We click Generate. And pretty well, there we go. You've seen it before, but let's explore some other options. Now, there are a lot of options here, and you have full access to everything. We make our adjustments before we generate our photos. To the bottom left of the description box, we have the Add Shot box. You can see it here in the red circle. It has a drop-down box. Each shot has a purpose. So do you want a close-up shot, a wide-angle shot, or maybe you want a low-angle shot? Well, this is where you set that up. And I believe there are some people here that don't have drones. Don't worry. You can still get those aerial shots from the sky. This one is amazing, and it'll also have a major impact on the photograph you generate. This is the art style. So we click on the art style box, and it opens another drop-down box. As you can see here, the box is too large to fit on this page. This is the full list. You can select over 70 art styles. I don't think anybody would expect to have over 70 art styles in a free program. Each of these are quick and easy to use. Here are a few of the art styles. I tend to use the highlighted ones most often. Casual photo, cinematic, professional photo. These capture the essence of everyday scenes, and they'll also adjust the lighting and colors automatically for you. digital painting and concept art. These allow me to stretch my imagination a little beyond reality. I like the watercolor too. It can be nice. It makes many things so bright and colorful. Now the following pages contain way too much information, so I'll skip over these ones very quickly. This is called the Art Style Reference Library. I made this myself to understand what's involved in each of the art styles and what to expect. I didn't know myself when I was learning to use this. We have fantasy painting, fantasy landscape, there's oil painting, realism. It goes on and on. 50s, vintage comics. This is way too much illustrations, watercolor. And it just keeps going and going. It's way too much stuff here. And anyway, so you can ignore, if you want, the Art Style Reference Library, or you can review it any time in the future, because thanks to our amazing webmaster, Bridget, all past presentations are easy to find on the website. You can go there and find any time, the current ones, the past ones, after today. This will be on there hopefully too. Thank you all for the efforts you do. And it's easy to find things on there. Whatever you want to find, go backwards. Now, we can select the shape of our generated photos before we make them. Our options are portrait, square, or landscape. I find it's best to create the size I need first, rather than crop it out later. You can also select the number of photos that you'll be generating. I pick usually a higher number. Don't forget, you're only going to want to get one photo, well, usually for me anyway, one photo. So you pick 9 or 12 and use the one you like. They won't all be perfect, but hopefully you find one you like. Okay, I can see everybody's here is itching to see the scratch pad. Here is the scratch pad. You'll see it has two buttons at the top, Scratch Pad and Show. To open the Scratch Pad, simply click Show. It's a place for your notes. So this will open the Scratch Pad. We'll use the Scratch Pad later in this session. So it'll open right above your description box. This is a great place to copy, paste, and save the notes for prompts that you try out. Trying different prompts is something you'll be doing with this. To close the scratch pad, just click Hide. The button toggles between Show and Hide. It's pretty simple. And for those that are curious, scratch pad notes are not stored on a server somewhere. These are your notes, and they're stored locally in your own browser. Your notes will stay there as long as you don't delete cookies from your browser. So you put notes into the scratch pad. These notes still stay on your computer in your browser. Okay, now I'm going to ask everybody to sit down for the next feature. Prepare to be amazed. I said you'll become a true master of AI. Well, the future has arrived. Okay, this is a big one. The only limits here are your imagination. This is a pretty plain looking screen. But what if your imagination is running a little low? Here, I'm making a birthday card, and I need a photo of a calm lake in the mountains. Now, I know I need more text to get a really nice photo, but right now, I just can't think of what else can I add. I need some help. I need more context. I need something more imaginative. What can I do? Okay, so far, We already know how to enter a prompt into the description box. Now we're going to use the AI input field to enter a prompt into the description box. Yes, you heard that right. I'm going to show you how to harness the power of AI to input words into AI. And it's really easy. I'm going to ask you to watch this carefully. We're going to click on the AI input field. It's the little pink brain here on the right. You can see it inside the red circle. We click on that, and a box will appear. Type your basic words into this new box. Now, as you can see here, I've only entered 6 words. A calm lake in the mountains. Just 6 words. That's all I could muster up. AI will do everything else. All you have to do is click on the button OK. As you click OK, watch as the AI input floods your description box with relevant and colorful words. You'll be amazed. A calm lake in the mountains transforms into a serene lake in the heart of the majestic mountains. The air is crisp and clear, with the gentle aroma of pine trees filling the atmosphere. A pristine glass-like lake rests in the foreground, its surface reflecting the blue sky. The water is so calm. The surrounding lake is a lush green meadows dotted with vibrant wildflowers. The mountains loom in the background. This is the prompt you need for spectacular photos. Now, all you have to do is click on the Generate button and watch the magic happen. Yes, the future has arrived. Prepare to be mesmerized by all the beautiful images you have just created. Now, I realize these are a little small, but I wanted to fit them all into one slide. But it really and truly is that easy. No sign up. You just go to the website, and there's the pictures. Okay, let's move on now. Once you've generated an image you like, you'll want to save or download it. Now, I'm about to present an image. However, before I do, let's divert briefly to a side topic. I'd like to demonstrate how I created this image in less than 30 seconds. I use the image generator, ArtStyle Watercolor, and I put in four words, elephant in a room. And there it is, faster than Google Alec on caffeine. Okay, once again, once you've created an image you like, you want to save or download it, but can you use these images? Can I use these images? You might ask. I don't want to get overly involved in this issue, but I also want you to feel comfortable using AI. So I'm going to show you 3 very quick slides. Once again, we use this prompt to get the elephant. We didn't go on Google. Image and watercolor and elephant in a room. So, can I use these images? Perchance generator can be used for both personal and commercial use. This is in accordance with the Stable Diffusion licensing. There's a link in that too. This is an article from PC World. I like PC World. I've included here an exact quote that essentially says, it's okay for commercial use. I can give you the fine print and everything, but there's a link in here. If you want to go to the website later, and thank you, Bridget, and Alan, and Chris, you can read the entire article with the link from here. So, in summary, please feel free to use it for both personal and commercial graphics. Have fun, use your own good judgment, and maybe don't try to recreate trademark logos like the McDonald's arches. But if you do, I won't be held liable for any of the outcomes. Now, let's learn how to save our images. Now, as someone once said, once you've generated an image you like, you may want to save or download it. One method, if you're on a desktop PC, like myself, using a Chrome browser, is right-click on the image. That will open the context menu. You pick the Save As option, then put it in the directory or folder of your choice. This will usually be a JPEG file, but it could be something else too. I'll take your choice. Here, I've used the Windows Snipping Tool. That's in Windows 11 and Windows 10. I'll give you the hotkeys right now. Don't want to make a mistake. So I pressed the Control key and rolled the mouse roller forward to make the image as large as possible on my screen. By getting a screen capture, I want the best quality. So I want to make the image large as possible on your screen. And then I'll select Save As in there. And here we've saved a PNG file with the Windows Snipping Tool. Now, I like the Windows Snipping Tool, but I also use GreenShot a lot. Again, I press the Control key, move the mouse roller forward, make the image as large as possible on my screen. With GreenShot, it magnifies the corners for you. And it makes it very easy. So you can use your arrow keys with your mouse at the same time by using a little zoom in corner, make your images perfect. Now, GreenShot will save the image as a JPEG or a PNG, so I save both. And by the way, GreenShot is a free screen capture program. It's open source, I think, also. Very small program. I've used it at work when I was at work. I use it. It's my favorite program. Okay. So, here we have it. Three ways to save images. Right-click, save as JPEG. The Windows Snipping Tool, save as a PNG. Or GreenShot, we can save as JPEG or PNG. And if you're using GreenShot, open the settings, it's not a big program, and make sure you're getting what is supposedly 100% image quality. I don't know if it's possible to do this with Windows Snipping Tool, or does it already? I do not know that for a fact. But GreenShot, I set mine for 100%, and anyway. So, here are my findings on image saving. Excuse me. First, I want to show you, this is the prompt I used, and I used the AI input field. I searched for a yellow Volkswagen Beetle in a field of tall sunflowers. Now, I didn't put that in the basic one. I put it into the AI input field. So as you all know what happens, you can imagine these nine words transformed into an entire story about a beetle that had been lovingly restored. It was absolutely riveting. Now, most of the beetles generated were all yellow, as I asked for, but that's what I liked. So our images were all saved. I put them in a little folder. We have the right-click Save As 77 kilobytes for the JPEG file, the GreenShot for the JPEG file also for 297 kilobytes. The Windows Snipping Tool came in at a PNG file, 762 kilobytes. And GreenShot saved as PNG for 1,034. Of course, we all want to get the best quality for our images. So I looked at the images on my computer. I looked at these four images, and I couldn't see a difference. So with great expectations, I fired up my inkjet printer, and I printed 4 5x7 of the highest quality images I could get with my printer. And I found myself looking at 4 printed photos, and they still all looked the same. At this point, I realized I had no idea what I was doing. That's when I found this free website, offering to analyze images for professional printing. So I uploaded these images into the size resolution analyzer at Picturum.com. Now we're getting somewhere. So all these numbers came from the size resolution analyzer at Picturum.com. I popped them all into one table so we can review them all together. So we have the right-click Save As JPEG, the green shot, Save As JPEG, the snipping tool, PNG, and the green shot coming in at 1034, like a racehorse. So we have the file sizes that were on top. We knew those already. And they're all about 500 by 800 pixels, I guess, in that range. And the analyzer tells us they're all about 13 or 14 pixels per inch and a color space of 8-bit sRGB. 8-bit sRGB. I researched that a little bit, and apparently it shows about 16 million colors. Well, I'm thinking 16 million colors, that should be enough. Well, I think I've learned that analyzing images is above my pay grade. But I hope you've learned that saving images is easy. It doesn't matter really how you do it. They'll all look great. Let's get back to image generation. You should know there are three perchance generators, and I'm guessing you're going to want to see them. So I put that into a basic prompt. I truly had no idea of what that prompt would generate, and I don't think this is an accurate photo. So let's buckle down and get serious. Well, if anybody is still watching, yes, there really are three perchance generators, and I'll show you them now and show you the differences if possible here. We have the AI photo generator, the AI image generator, and the image generator professional. I've assigned each of these a different color. These random colors have actually no meaning. I just wanted to have some differences on the screen here. So the colors don't matter. When you see these things on the landing page for each one, they look all the same. If you don't look at the top, it's confusing. More water here. So, the AI photo generator, it creates lifelike visuals with amazing realism. This is a great one for a wide range of projects, for doing fun things at work or in the workplace. It's endless. A lot of things here. And this is the landing page. We've already seen this for the AI photo generator. I don't think we covered the anti-description box. It's over here in the bottom left. Now, I don't use this. Sometimes you'll generate an image, and you'll see things in the image you didn't think of. You really don't want to see. So once you see them, oh, I didn't want that. So you can go in there and pop that in there, and hopefully it'll take the image out that you didn't want to see, didn't know you were going to get it. If you don't like it, press it a second time, generate. It's not a big deal. Now, the AI image generator, as the name suggests, this one is for anything that doesn't need to be a realistic photo. But this one goes a little beyond reality. It lets you stretch your imagination and be artistic. It's great for signs, posters, cartoons. I make cards, little cards for my own doctor and dentist and stupid things for the neighbors, and I love printing stuff. Anyway, use this at projects at home and work. It'll create almost anything you imagine, and well beyond that, especially if you use it with the AI input field, which is available with all these generators. And here we have the landing page for the image generator. It looks the same, nothing fancy in here. I used this a long time before I came to this pink brain. I didn't know what that was. Anyway, looks the same. This is the description box here. You have some shots here and all that. You all know that stuff. Now we have the image generator professional here. Now, once you learn how to use the customizable options, this one produces unique, eye-catching photos for marketing, presentations. You have full control over stuff like soft focus, background blur, long exposure, and the list keeps going. Now, as the orange triangle suggests, this one can be not safe for work. And by the way, that little orange triangle, I made that using the image generator. I simply popped in, it's not worth searching for. I popped in orange triangle 2D, or two-dimensional, it knew what I meant. And I used GreenShot to add the text in. I made that little graphic in under a minute. And anyway, the image generator professional. Look at this one here, it's a little more involved. Now, when you initially open the image generator professional, the first thing you'll notice up on top here is the scratch pad is now called the notepad. Don't worry, it's the same thing. Once again, these are your notes. However, your scratch pad notes are different for each generator, meaning they don't cross over. So if you have notes in the scratch pad of your photo generator, they won't be the same as you have in the image generator. They don't cross over. And there's little boxes over here. You see add color, add effect, a genre. If you don't see these boxes when you log in, what you have to do is just switch your art style. Change it, the art style down here. Change the art style, and these will pop right up. If they're not showing initially, just change the art style box, and you get full power. This applies to other generator boxes, other generators too. And these boxes and the add shots change slightly with the art style. Some art styles give you more or less options, but at least switch it once. You get the full rack of them up on top. Now, we have here, over here. We have to the left here, we go here, is the image seed. Just leave that blank. I'm drinking a lot of water here. Anybody's watching this. Anyway, and we have over to the right here. Here we go. We have the image seed. Leave the image seed part seed alone. Now, to the right over here is a guidance scale. It's very small. So I've made this box larger in the red. You see the guidance scale, make it bigger just so you can see this. Now, the guidance scale has a default setting of number 7. This is the professional generator, by the way. Not available in the other two. Now, if you want to open the guidance scale, I move the drop-down box to the middle of the page. As it says here, if you change the guidance scale to a lower number, the image may become blurry. Thank you. If you change the guidance scale to a lower number, the image may become blurry. Thank you. And if you change it to a higher number, it's going to make the AI stick to the prompt, but the image could become deformed. Now, these changes may not necessarily happen, but you should be aware of that. It gives you full control in the professional one. So if any experts here that want to play Picasso with AI, this is your opportunity. Now, let's move on here. Oh, yes. Now, I promised to show you a few things that I may have created. So I'm going to run through some of these quickly. Don't get too excited here. Here I asked for lots of brown rabbits in a snowy neighborhood with bungalow homes. I also selected the art style 1970s photo with landscape format, and I wanted 9 results. You can see here, in description box, I put in lots of brown rabbits in a snowy neighborhood. This is a basic prompt. When I did this, I didn't know about the input box, AI input. So here are my 9 results. And I used the one on the left in the red circle. Now, on side topic here, I think it's very unlikely you could get a virus by downloading an image or photograph from the internet. But I find it more convenient and much quicker to use the screen capture tool. And I think it's virtually impossible to download anything malicious with a screen capture. The window sipping tool is great, but I like the GreenShot. So I use the one left in the red circle. This is simply a larger version of the picture you have just seen. You should always check your photos. If anybody here has eaten a chocolate bunny around Easter, you probably know how many ears a bunny has. It was Debbie noticed, reviewing the thing, I think it was yesterday or so, that some of these bunnies have extra ears. They're a bonus. So sometimes the AI might be a little different. I didn't even notice this either. By the way, I did use this coming up here now. I don't expect you to understand this, and I won't try to explain it, but this did have a purpose. I actually used this in an email. It took me less than a minute to set this up. Adding speech bubbles with GreenShot is really easy. I just copy and paste everything. I usually don't even bother to save the image. Most of the time, whatever I do is copied and pasted. And that's stupid stuff, but that's what I do. This is an old one. Did it a while ago. It had no purpose, but I did save it. In this instance, I modified the previous prompt to find the fox. I have a snowy neighborhood with bungalow homes, and I modified the prompt, and I wanted to find the fox. And found the fox. The bungalow homes were still in there. And I put on here about personal, commercial use, the part you already know, and don't... I found the fox. Don't use logos and trademarks, or don't try to copy them. And this is another adventure I saved for you. Here, I typed in five dogs having lunch, playing cards while sitting at a picnic table in the park. Now this time, I used the art style watercolor. It looked okay. I like this one. Now at this time, I still didn't realized the pink box was there, the AI input, even though it's right there in front of me. You should be aware that I usually ask for 6 or 9 results. They usually aren't all this good, but I only need to find one. So if you don't see what you want, hit it a second time. And in this instance, I was still using the same prompt as in the last slide. I'm drinking lots of water here. But now I've switched the art style to cinematic. A little different tone here. It looked pretty good also. I didn't always get the 5 dogs. 3 or 4 were okay. But I certainly wasn't too thrilled to see this person sitting with my dogs. Look at that. Right there. At this point, again, I was still using the cinematic art style, but I was deeply unsettled at seeing this person lounging around with my companions. So in an effort to eliminate this unwanted guest, I swiftly sprang into action and activated the anti-description box by entering the word person. You see it right there. Luckily, it worked the first time. Sometimes you need to try it again. Overall, you can try it one more time. It doesn't cost you to generate it again. So we're getting some progress here. There's 4 dogs here. We got an extra bonus dog over there. And looking good. And here again, I've selected the art style professional photo. The basic prompt is still 5 dogs having lunch, playing cards, while sitting at a picnic table in the park. And this is a fairly common sight around here in Stittsville, but I didn't have time to leave the house. So you'll also note that I've covered almost everything now in the anti-description box. I got person, human, people, man, and lady. Just keep out the unwanted intruders. Now, I wanted to add some speech bubbles over the dog's head. So I require some space over the dog's head. So to get the job done, I summoned the powers of the low angle shot. It's at the drop down menu under add shot. And sure enough, I had the room on top and I was doing something stupid here. Why are folks learning to use AI, and so they won't need to blame me for eating their homework? And Now let's check out some special effects. Now, professional photographers often strive to get golden hour photographs. If you don't know, the golden hour photographs are captured during the first hour after sunrise or the last hour before sunset, when the sun is low in the sky. And some experts prefer the sunrise. So this photograph is okay, but it could be better. Now, we all know Linda Buskey, early bird photographer extraordinaire. Linda is often out there at the crack of dawn setting up for her shot, while the rest of us are still hitting the snooze button. But fear not, my friends, because with the AI photo generator, we can achieve stunning golden hour shots without sacrificing our sleep. Say goodbye to alarm clocks, and hello to Linda-approved photos right from your desktop. Yes, folks, it really is this easy. We simply open the Add Effect box and select Golden Hour. And before you know it, we have sun rays gently filtering through the trees. Nothing to it. And you didn't need to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning either. Now we're going to shift to a different part of this presentation here. This is a little unscripted. And Bridget mentioned here, we'll discuss this later. Help me with this. Thank you, Bridget. That don't count the fingers on here. We had the bunny ears were a little bit off. I'm sorry. And some of the hands in here were a little bit too many fingers. Now, I'm going to try to switch my screen share here. And we're going to go and do some live things online. I may muck this up. I'm going to stop the share briefly. This could get rough here. And I'm going to close up the PowerPoint. Close that up. Don't save. I'm on thin ice now. And I'm going to share another screen. I think it's this one. I don't need sound, but I'll put sound on. And if we're lucky, you should see a full screen to the right here with a small Google thing in the window. Do we see that?
Yep, we've got your browser and a window on the screen. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Stroke of luck, there's my clock and everything here. And I'll make this to a full window. And this is now totally unscripted. I'm going to open, I have the bookmarked right here. We have, perchance, the photo generator in one tab. And over here, we're going to go to the image generator. You could have searched these two, perchance, but I'm saving the time here. Now, I hope to show you a little bit. Oh, by the way, there's ads on here. I'm not going to bring the professional one up. I don't intend to. And I'm going to generate some pictures on here. I'll do a couple myself and I'll get you all involved. I want to help you to help here. Now, I do a lot of stupid things. When I worked, I still use GreenSide at work. I worked diligently. I worked hard, but I made my emails fun sometimes. Not all the time. They can do serious stuff too, but I always doing something stupid. I'm going to throw in a couple of things in here. Here, let's go for, I'm going to copy it. I type terribly. A penguin, right, surfing on a wave. I like the landscape photos here. I'll go for 9, put generate, and I put it over here, the same thing. Penguin, get two of them fired up. One can download when we're watching the one. We'll press generate. This is random things. These are live photographs. So we needed a penguin here. Surfing on a wave, and we can get this like nothing. And these images are all live. We can get this. We can, with a dog, a penguin surfing on a wave with a dog. I forgot the dog. Here we go. Put a dog in here. Oh, I don't see the dog. Okay, there's a trick here. Watch this. We're gonna put double brackets on the dog. Get the dog to be the surfing dog. Come on. It's on professional photographs. It's a little serious too. And we're on the photo generator too, by the way. Let's go to the image generator. It's a little less realistic. I'm going to copy, before I go there, we'll copy this text right here and go to the image generator. It's doing okay over here. We'll just copy the whole thing here and we'll try and get the dog in. We're on casual photo here. That might be a little better. If not, we'll try. I didn't try the dog before. There's a. That isn't a dog. We didn't get a dog. Oh, we got a dog. There we go. One dog showed up. Thank you. He's doing good. There's no, anyway. Now, I think, not to pick on anybody specifically here, I'm sure there's some gardeners here. And if you want to get a robot to do your gardening, we have a robot tending to flowers in the garden. We'll go for this one here, a little serious. We'll go for a casual photo here. And we'll pop this one over to here too. And we'll go, we'll try it over here. And, oh, here we go here. Go come down here. So you can get a robot to attend to your garden. If you want to send an email, if Chris sends me an email about his garden, I can reply back. You get a robot, Chris, to do your gardening. And here's, sure, they're available now at Home Depot. And, he'd leave me probably too. And here's more of them here. Robots doing your garden. There's
Bob,
not
if I
too.
can interrupt for just a second, we had a request that you slow down a little bit as you scroll through the results.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay. Oh, I guess there's a lag too, right? And there's ads at the bottom of the page. I have on top here. We'll scroll down to see the whole page. We have another robot there. And these are coming in right now. I'll let that one come up. I will come back there in a minute.
I think people just like to admire your artwork
Okay, I've seen a lot of these.
here.
And two robots, you get a bonus there. And of course, you can change these things. Once you put a prompt in here, you can adjust the prompt. And we haven't even used the AI input, and that'll just knock your socks off. We can add these shots. These are all live. Go here and go back to the image generator. We have photo on the left, image to the right, and scrolling down here, they're coming in still. These are all free with no limits, so you don't really care how many it generates. It's too fast still? Let me know, Chris.
I think you're doing good.
Okay, thank you. And okay. And just to roll through a few more here. Here we go. I'll go to the first one again, get it fired up. I type terribly. Here's a fox playing drums in a rock band. Pretty casual thing here. Get that. I'll get this one going here too. Come back here in a minute. I know it's confusing. Generate will come back to you and watch the results come in here. We asked for a fox playing drums in a rock band. And we're in the end of the mode here, casual photo. I'm sorry for bouncing. Casual photo. And there's your ad in the bottom for Scotiabank. And with Greenshot, I can put a caption on that seconds. Like it's just, I won't bother showing you. We don't need to see that. But it's so easy once you're used to it. Now we can modify that fox. I don't know if you can put a, I don't know, you put a green fox. You could change it a little bit. Got a green fox here. And I told you all before, well, we got a green fox in a rock band. Great for St. Patrick's Day. We could have had him singing here. This is live, a green fox playing in a rock band. Now, I told you before about the AI input field. I didn't advance the spontaneous color for the fox here. Once again, you usually only want to have one of these images. But let's take this. I told you about the AI input field. This is copied and pasted. And I told you it was going to be cool. Oh, the scratch pad show. I've been playing around on top here. My scratch pad. I have things in the bank here. Well, there's the beetle with all of it. Debbie had an idea. I'll always one for myself later on. Well, but hide this. Here, a green fox playing the drums in a rock band. Let's pop this into the AI input field because my imagination is getting low. My magic. So we're going to go to the AI input field. A box opens up, just like we said. We go here, Control V to paste, and we press OK. And it is no sign up, just right to the website, and you're doing it. And here we go. I'll make the box bigger so you can see it fill up. Oh, let go. So we have a vibrant, energetic rock band on stage with a green fox taking center stage as the drummer. The fox, clad in a black leather outfit and blue jeans, stands behind an impressive drum kit. Oh, it's a her now. Definitely drum heads and the long beat. It's a lady fox. And here we go. Oh, it will generate. Sorry, generate. It's the old ones here. Best generate now. For the new ones, we generate here. We go here. This is a new one here coming up. Oh, no fox now. Okay. Our photograph might be a little too serious as casual photo because we're on photo, we're not on image. So these are a little more serious. Do we see those? And let's pop the same one into the other. I have lots of RAM here. It won't be an issue and hopefully enough bandwidth. Let's pop the same one into the AI input field over here. We have a request here. Okay. So we pop this into the... Now we're in the title's not there. We're in the image generator. Now, I don't know how close it'll be to the other one in the actual. Are these the same? No, they're different. It's not the same text we had. Oh, look at the back of the same one. It isn't the same text. We're in casual photo here. Let's press generate now for the new, this is the AI input. We got the fox's fur is emerald green, vibrant lighting on the stage, and the bushy tail, and the crowd as humans, and I don't even know what that word is here. I want to get involved in that. Anyway, it's furry paws expertly striking the drum skins. This is so exciting. Breaking news here in the OPCUG. The fox is coming on the stage. There we go. The big hit band. And this looks a little vivid here. We could change some of these things here. Anyway, we can go on here. And what time is it now here? Got one more here. We'll go here.
You got lots of time.
Let's go with, I'm going to show you a couple of things here. Now, this is a photograph that everybody needs when you're doing your email. I'm going to close this, take this all out of here. It's going to go over the basic prompt here. We're going to pop in here a panda bear riding a unicycle. And we'll pop that in for a casual photo here. We'll go there. We'll pop it in the same thing over here. We'll do Control A, select all, delete, Control V, a panda bear, a unicycle. We go here. We'll press generate. Come back to the first one. Hopefully it's coming down now. There we go. We asked for a panda bear from the zoo. He broke out. It's got two wheels though. Here we go here. And we got a panda bear. He's got two heads. Here we go. That's the one we wanted. He's doing tricks. I can copy and paste that in seconds with the green shot. I mean, I'll show you how easy the green shot is, by the way. Here, I press function and press key. And I'm going to go, and we go function, that screen. I go to the corner, see my corner magnifying? See that? I go like this. I did make the image bigger. We'll go right to that little one right there. Now bring the panda bear back over to your monitor. And we have a little piece of pavement here that didn't get covered up here. We'll just take a spot right there. We'll patch that up. And then we'll change that sample to something close nearby. Here we go, fix it up. It's good as new. And there's our panda bear and a unibike. We can put a caption in that if you want. We can go here and we can put add a speech bubble. It's not that high enough. We'll put that over to here. There we go. And put our text in there. My bear. I type terribly. There we go. And we can resize that. Control Z, take that out of there. And I'll send that to you in an email, and away he goes. He's done. And off your screen. Anyway, our panda bear is live here. And I can pop that into an email, which is something I would do. And it takes me that long to do it. The last image, take a few. There we go, a big panda bear. And we're on the photo generator now. Let's switch over. And breaking news, see how the AI image generator is doing? Here we are. We got two panda bears in one photograph here. One's on a unicycle. We got one. He's floating. He doesn't miss a meal, this panda bear. Oh, here we go. A two-headed bear. Oh, yes. Spectacular. You wouldn't see this anywhere else. A two-headed bear makes the OPC UG. Here we go. And what else have we got here? And we could change the, let's go to, here's a watercolor one here, just to show you something here. Here's the watercolor. So we get the same prompt on top, a basic prompt, watercolor, leave it on landscape and generate them all again with a watercolor picture here. So for a birthday card, whatever, if you want a panda bear, whatever. And these things are, it's not slow, but these are being generated right now with Stable Diffusion. We see those. So let's break away to something a little bit different here right now. Now I'm going to do something different here, and it's my intention not to be disrespectful, okay? If anybody thinks I go too far, please tell me. I'm going to use some famous people's names and try to avoid politics. And I'm going to throw in some different people's names here. And let's see, what have we got here? Well, here. I'm a Gordon Lightfoot fan. Gordon has passed away. I won't mention him tonight. I out of respect. I like Shania Twain. Some stuff here. I mean, you've all heard of Shania Twain. Let's go with a casual photo of Shania Twain. And we'll pop this in. And we'll press generate casual photo. That's coming down here. Stand by. I'll get one more fired up for Shania Twain on the other channel. We'll pop that into here. This box is a little too large for me. I'm going to make that smaller. Okay. Shania Twain in watercolor. Leave it as it is for now. I'll get that one fired up. Go back to the first result. What's not too confusing. And we have Shania Twain. Out of respect, I'm not trying to humiliate anything degrading for Shania Twain.
Just as we go through
Yes,
here,
for casual
Bob,
photo, and it's casual.
Perhaps we could cover a couple of questions as we go through here.
Okay. And here we have Shania Twain in watercolor. There's Shania Twain in watercolor. There's the
Bob,
ads at the
can
bottom
you hear
of the
me?
Screen. I told you about that. And you can do this within seconds. You go to the website, you pop this in, you don't sign up. You can do this as long as you want to. You can do it on your iPad. You can do it on your tablet, your Mac, your Android tablet. These are all pretty neat photographs here. Now, I think Tim wanted to see Shania Twain in concert. Right, Tim? In concert. Shania Twain in concert. And I don't type well. I'm going to copy and paste that. And let's go with change this back to something more contemporary. Let's go with cinematic in this one here. And we'll come over to here. We've seen these. Shania Twain in concert. Let's go with professional photo for the professional one here. If it says professional here. And I have Chris wants to talk to me.
Can you hear me, Bob?
Oh, thank you. Should we break open the floor here, Chris?
Can you hear me, Bob? I don't think Bob is hearing me.
Chris, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't think you're listening. You're not hearing me, but other people are hearing me.
I'm sorry. My other screen popped up here on my screen. I'm sorry.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay.
Had a button pop up on my other screen. I didn't see it.
Okay. I wonder if we could cover off a couple of the questions and comments that we had in the chat.
Fantastic.
As we go through. First off, there was an error on your slide that had the URL to the image generator. AI image generator, and I did capture it from when you actually brought it up, so I pasted that into the chat. Karen asked if it was possible to generate more than one image per request. We obviously saw that that's a possibility, and you can actually control how many get generated. Tom asks, can you supply images to perchance create a watercolor of this person in these photos? So using an image that you supply as a base.
I don't believe so. It's text to photo. I don't think you can I know you can do that with Google. You can throw an image in. I don't see that's possible here.
Okay. Karen asks, how do generated images compare to DALL-E? Do you have any experience with that?
Chris mentioned DALL-E. That was really fun. I was saving my credits to use them. DALL-E might use Midjourney. This uses Stable Diffusion.
Okay.
The DALL-E is not free, though, is it? It's not free, right?
You can use it for free if you use it through Microsoft.
But there's limits. Oh, I see. For unlimited volume?
I've never had it cut me off.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
But I think that this gives you much more in terms of flexibility of generating differences to your images with all of those different options on art style and shape and everything like that. Much, much more than you'll get through DALL-E. For sure. Karen asks, and I'll throw it out right now, is if Bob, if you want to take up the challenge on this, or if somebody else on the call wants to do it, can someone do a part two on this, how to identify AI-generated images versus real images? I've read a few articles on this. So if anybody wants to take up that challenge, let us know. Tim wondered if Linda is going to be out of a job, and Linda figured if she got paid, yeah, she'd be out of a job. Karen asks, will it generate videos as well as still images?
I believe this is only images.
Yeah. I had a question. What's above the brain? You have a dice icon. What does that do?
That's a good question. I didn't cover that. That's called the randomizer.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm putting Shania Twain here with most respect as a football player. We'll come back to that in a minute here. We'll open a new window here, and we'll open the image generator, and we'll try the randomizer. See, there's a paranormal hacker, and then we have a secret garden, fill whatever. If you have nothing to think of to generate, you can do that, or press the randomizer. And we have a queen riding a mythical beast here. We get that okay. Right here. And it just random.
Just in case you happen to wanted that.
Yeah, so if you can't think of what to add, hit the randomizer and a lighthouse with a curious companion, whatever. And then we can, you can share images, by the way, too. And at the bottom of this page, I'm going to go way down, see what's coming up so far. Here we have a lighthouse keeper generate. We did it again here with the randomizer. I didn't cover that. So you don't need any input. And we got the lighthouse. This is pretty fast, I'm sorry. Now, I won't do this with the professional page, but when you scroll down here, I do it with apprehension. I'll give you a quick view of the professional page. It's bookmarked here. And if I have to shield your eyes, this is the Image Generator Professional, okay? This is the guidance scale. We mentioned that earlier. I'll leave it at 7. That was the default one. Don't use the image seed over here. This is in my clipboard. It's still in there. W. Mitchell. It's going to be the black polka dots in the cornfield. And we can press generate. And these are portrait images here. Here they are at the bottom. And this isn't set up at all. This is all cold here. Now, when I scroll down here, I'm going to do is, this is another generator here. And I think we're okay so far with that. And there we go.
What were you afraid of seeing, Bob?
Some of them are not always closed, but it's all natural stuff.
Okay.
I didn't want to have this. I'll get out of that one for now, but it's not safe for work. And there's lots of power in here. I promised you we could get. Oh, wait. Here we go here. We're missing some of the features there on the professional one. So I'm going to change the art. Look at here. There's only seeing the one thing here. I'm going to change the art style to Disney and then back to professional here. We've got professional. Where'd that one? I'm getting a little bit scattered here now. And get it on something more substantial. Let's get a more high-quality picture here. Professional photo, and there's our art styles on here. So if you want to put on, to take Linda off the charts here, the golden hour here, we add the golden hour. It pops the golden hour up on top. You can put the golden hour in the other generators too. The same prompt here. This is not the AI prompt. And we'll generate it again, and now we're in a portrait. You see more in a picture here, but this is more of a sunlight. Here they're coming in slowly here, and there's the sun in this one here. You just need one photograph as a rule, but get the one you want. You got another 8 are free. They're all free.
Serge Rick wondered if he did some with your own name in it, what would happen. He tried it, and he says it did not find any of the portraits of him on the web. I guess he's not a big enough celebrity for it to be able to do that. Josh asked, who is behind Perchance? How do they pay for the processing? Is it all just the ads you see at the bottom?
I believe it's... Well, in my view of this stuff, it's open source. It's good people sharing their skills together and making the world better. There's a whole community of stuff. You can get up on top. I won't get involved in this here because I don't understand it. But there's a whole
I sort of wonder a little bit about that too, because if it's using Stable Diffusion as the back end. I mean, you can go to Stable Diffusion, and you'll pay for it, you know, to use Stable Diffusion. So it's kind of a question about, you know, who's paying Stable Diffusion for, you know, this perchance to be able to use Stable Diffusion. I would presume that somebody is paying Stable Diffusion. I wonder where that money is coming from. It's an interesting question from Joss.
Yep. I don't know, but I can tell you the usage. I've been using this, preparing for this meeting. I wanted to get – I'm pretty hard with software. Debbie will tell you that. I scrambled yesterday. I couldn't even get the darn picture up. And I don't know that stuff at all, really.
Yeah.
And you all know me as Bob Harris, but I'm really Sir Robert Harris, Earl of Stittsville. And that's me as a known for in Stittsville here. You can throw in anything here. Anyway, I went over here. And Shania Twain, what happened with her? Oh, yeah, Shania Twain plays football. Did you know that? There. Shania Twain as a football player. With most respect for Shania, please. Nothing offensive. We can ask for Shania Twain as a football player. And now, is Shania Twain looking a little old to play football here? Now, nothing against Shania Twain, though. But maybe she'd be better playing football if it was a few years ago. So let's see Shania Twain playing football in, let's go with the 1990s photo of Shania Twain playing football in the 1990s. How would she have looked then? Was younger here, she was. And she was playing football back then, too.
Linda made a comment in the chat that there was another site that was free for a while and then started charging. I know DALL-E, you could use version 2 for free. And if you go to the Bing image generator, it uses DALL-E 3, and you can use that for free. But, yeah, there's I think there's an awful lot of these AI tools and so forth. They use an enormous amount of processing power, and somebody has to pay for that.
I can tell you, I've been hammering at this. Oh, it's been pretty intense. This is Bill Murray, the groundhog guy, the movie guy, whatever. And there's Bill Murray. And now let's see here. And he's famous for the groundhog movie, isn't he? And I can't type well, so I'm copying and pasting here. Here's Bill Murray with the groundhog. Here we go. And this is spontaneous. There he is with the groundhog, Bill Murray. This is on. Yeah. And each photo is not perfect, but you only want one photograph.
It's interesting how many of the photographs actually didn't include Bill Murray. You would have thought that all of them would. That's an easy one to include Bill Murray in all of the images. So it is interesting that it can be so far off the mark. I don't know why they do that.
Well, with the professional generator, you control the guidance scale. And there's no right or wrong in the guidance scale. Sometimes you're happier with a number 4.
Yeah.
And there's no errors, there's no deformation, there's not blurry. Other times you can't do it. And here, now, Bill Murray looks a little old here. Let's check out Bill Murray with a groundhog. Let's go. 20 years, can't spell years, ago. And we'll try professional photo, just casual, pretty good. Here, casual. Here we go. Casual, run the photograph here, and then we'll get that one fired up. We'll come back, and we'll take Shania off the charts here. Get the image generators a little more tolerant. I'll put this one on. Let's go for cinematic over here. Here, so come back to the first one now. How's Bill Murray and the groundhog doing 20 years ago? He might be a little younger then. And he's got a different kind. Look at his car. Oh, there the car is. The car wheels are a little different here.
That's interesting, an L-shaped car.
No, we don't count that one. That's a free one. And they go here. That can happen. A big groundhog and a small groundhog. And there's Bill Murray. And I don't know. I had a couple more here to we can ask somebody as a firefighter, as a musician, or a politician. There's nothing you cannot ask for. Here we got here. Henry Winkler, okay? Come back to the other one here. How's he doing over here? Oh, that's pretty nice looking here. What are we on here? Sorry. Cinematic image for Bill Murray. And nice pictures. And this is full respect for Bill Murray. Nothing condescending intended here, please. And this is all for Groundhog Day to celebrate it. It's not at all. There's nothing with the movie here whatsoever.
The one just above there looks like he decapitated a groundhog.
I was thinking that too. Yes. And anyway, Bill Murray.
I think I've passed on all of the questions that there have been in the chat. If I missed anybody's, please re-enter it. Actually, how about we open it up for microphones now at this point too?
Well, let it rip, sure. Go ahead, please. Yes.
I cannot unmute people, but what I can do is mute all with allow participants to unmute themselves. So that's the case right now. And Bob, you'll have to unmute yourself as well. So now anybody can unmute themselves if you have a question, or you can continue to use the chat if you prefer to do that. And I'll pass on any questions through there.
Certainly.
So do we have anybody who wants to speak up?
Okay, I'll say something.
Thank you.
When you did Twain, one picture she had three legs, another one she had three arms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the penguin with the dog, some of the dogs had a penguin face.
Yes. And you're very right, Tim. And there's one thing that Bridget highlighted with me. I meant to mention that with the same stuff. Here, we'll go with the image generator. Thank you, Bridget, we were sharing this before months ago. Bridget highlighted to me about the human hand. And thank you, Bridget, because Bridget noticed the human hand at the beginning. And we'll try a casual photo of a human hand on the image generator, and we'll press generate. And you're right, Tim, and Bridget, thank you to Bridget for mentioning this. There we go. Hands are very hard to draw sometimes. So that's a free one. And we have, that one's pretty good here. Human hand. This one looks a little different. And we have a few extra fingers over here. It's hard to count the fingers. So those are free ones. You don't need to pay for those. Oh, well, for the most part, Bridget might be impressed how Bridget thinks about this. So I think they've heard Bridget's request. They're getting a little better now. Sorry, I'll leave that one alone now.
For anybody who's interested, just paste it into the chat. From the FAQ at Perchance, how are they going to fund Perchance? So there's some comments from the people who run the site or a person who runs the site, and it looks like could be going in the future to looking for funding through Patreon or donations or additional features that would be added that would require payment and so forth. So always in flux, I guess, as most things on the web are.
Yep. Right now, if you want to try it, learn it, it's free. And anyway, it's and you can get the images from here legally. And in seconds, there's nothing that you can't take from off of the screenshot capture. Or you can, by the way, let's do one of those, too. Oh, here's Sasquatch holding a sign. Now, by the way, this image generator, Debbie put that on my note here. I can't type very well. It cannot do spelling. You try to put signs and texts in here, you cannot do it. Now, if you want to do a right mouse click on here to save the image, right mouse click, and we save image as. You can copy image to, save image as, and I put it into, if I'm playing around in here, I'll put it right into, there's a PNG file right now, and we'll save it as, and you can save that image quite readily, or you can use your green shot or window snipping tool. And any other requests for
Alan asks if he can actually make a blank sign.
Well,
I presume so you can easily add something later on.
What I can do here with
I guess you could just overwrite it with a white box or whatever.
What I do right here is use my green shot, and there's a little feedback box is there. And I'll bring it back over to your window here. You can see it there. I take my green shot, and I'll just take this here, and we'll go through all of that. I'll just copy this. I can make it bigger or smaller. There. A little bit over that time. We'll take this and use the sample thing and there. And we're pretty good. That's pretty good. I can get it perfect, whatever. And we can save. Here we can say, bring donuts. Or on the background, we have the background should be transparent there, and we'll make that just a little bit bigger, and we'll try it into what kind of font, but a Comic Sans font is whatever. I'll put it any font, whatever. You change the font whatever you want here to. The Comic Sans font, make it a little bolder, bring donuts, or we can put a speech bubble on him too, if you want. I didn't have enough headspace on top. Edit, we'll put add speech bubble, and I need a small one here. We'll go from there going out and put, there we go, hello. We can move that around, and I can copy and paste, copy that right there. And open an email, I can pop that into an email and send it to anybody, and I have no record I did it other than it's in the email. And that's fun stuff for me. Email should be fun. So you copy and paste that. That's what I stuff that I do. So it's not right, but it's how I do it. Anyway.
That's great, yeah. Bob. We're coming close to 9 o'clock. If there are any other questions that anybody has, I think I've passed on everything. Glenn says, I guess you should avoid using AI-generated images of celebrities commercially unless you get their consent.
Exactly.
Sounds like a good plan for sure. I think I've covered all the other questions, so if anybody else has any questions, you could unmute yourself or throw it into the chat quickly. While we're waiting for that, Alan mentioned there's no Q&A session tonight, so questions for next week. Or any shares you want to present, send the details to suggestionbox@opcug.ca, and next week returns to our normal Q&A session, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. And Alan says, or neat AI images that you've managed to generate through here, you could share them with the group at Q&A next week. While we're waiting just to see if there's any other questions coming in, I'm seeing a lot of kudos and thanks for the presentation, Bob. And I would like to echo that. I think this was an excellent presentation. Really, really interesting what this can do. Gives a lot of people some great ideas, I think, on ways to play around with it and how to navigate the interface at Perchance. So on behalf of the group, I would like to thank you very, very much for this excellent presentation, Bob.
Thank you very much, everybody. I enjoy doing it. And anyway, Josh wanted to see the speech bubble again. And treats. There we go. You take that. You move this over to there, and you can put you can change the color of your font here. You can make the color. It looks nice to have it something in the graphic there. Anyway, I wanted to color. The color is easy to do.
Green Shot is a great image edit, image capture, as well as the editor built into it, as Bob has been showing tonight. Free open source, available at greenshot.org. And very, very nice program for doing screen caps, as well as your editing after the fact.
Yeah, it's anyway, that's all. I love doing. I used to use GreenShot. Well, Chris told me about GreenShot many years ago. I looked at it and I said, "Oh, that's garbage," just whatever. You told me again one time. It was a year or two later. I went at it again, and I used that at work. GreenShot. I worked hard, but I put fun stuff in my emails. I was known for that, and I did it in the company. I did it out of the company. And I made fun with work. And you don't get stupid, but you got to be responsible. And anyway.
I think as I was talking, I think I heard somebody else speaking. If I cut you off, I'm sorry, if you wanted to say now.
I just missed that, how you start the bubble box.
Oh, right here. So up here, there's add speech bubble right there. Uh-huh.
That's
and then I go there, I can take one for Bill Murray here, and since it'll take the last one, he says, no. There we go, no, and we can change this to the background of the of that. We've got a little box in the corner here, that a bad green shot here, a bad green shot. So all we do is do another green shot. Like you can do it, somebody do that part here. We'll take this part. You can't see that one, but I'll bring it over to you in a minute here.
Yeah, we see it.
You do? Well, good. Okay. Then I'll bring it over to here and copy and paste that and bring it down to there. And we'll do one more. And we'll patch it up. You won't even know that it happened right there. If you want, we can obfuscate that so you won't see the fix in the little line. There we go. And if we don't want to see the text on here because it's no, he doesn't want to see. No, we can make that blurry. And GreenShot is it's amazing. I mean, it's free. It's small. And the settings in GreenShot are, I'm bad at that. I mean, here we go. Well, I won't get involved in that now. Anyway, it's a whole different topic. GreenShot's a different topic. But anyway, you can get all these people. You can be a football player. You can change all those things. I had Wayne Gretzky lined up to come tonight. Wayne, we didn't make it on the charts. And we had the Hulk praying to a church of dragon. I didn't put that on from Tom. Sorry. Can we do one more request here? Here. Here. We asked for the Hulk praying in a church. I typed terribly. I felt Hulk wrong here. The Hulk. Thanks, Debbie, and thank you, I'm Tom. We go copy and paste that. We'll put that into cinematic here. Generate, and we'll go to the other one here, and we'll get we'll close the scratch pad, and we'll try the Hulk. Here we go here. Casual photo, come back, how's it doing? Here's the Hulk in a church. And we put that into the basic prompt, not the AI prompt. So you need the Hulk. It's not worth going to Google. They said in the presentation, this is faster than Google on caffeine. And there's the Hulk, and we get different pictures here and all that. And but it cannot do text on the screen. It cannot do it. If you want to sign, you have to use GreenShot for that.
And I think a lot of the AI image generators have a problem with text. I know DALL-E 3. It's very iffy. Sometimes it'll generate text that you specify, and sometimes it just refuses to. It just puts gobbledygook.
Yep. There's a. Anyway, you can ask somebody to be as a firefighter 20 years ago or 1990s photo. It's endless. And you can ask them to be a firefighter, a painter, or a wrestler. I had Danica Patrick lined up. I had the Fonz lined up from the Happy Days. He's doing good. He would have come tonight. And anyway, a raccoon playing the piano, a moose playing a trumpet, a parade of dancing robots carrying balloons. These are all things we didn't get around to. Anyway, a dog and a bicycle. I had one with a... Oh, it was pretty cool anyway, but I won't get involved in that.
Looks like you made a fan with Karen for Greenshot. She says she uses Greenshot. Didn't realize it had those other features. Double learning whammy for her tonight.
Oh, it's phenomenal. Yep. And that's thanks to you, Chris, telling me twice.
Okay, I think we'll wrap up the session. So once again, Bob, thank you very, very kindly. I think it was a great presentation, and hopefully a lot of people will go out and play with this image generator and get some interesting uses out of it. So on behalf of the whole group, thanks again.
Thank you, all, and I'm sorry, Linda, for the...
Oh, I saw her breaking up laughing when you were using her as an example in your presentation. There's no stopping you, Bob. We both know that.
Nothing disrespectful intended. Very good. Thank you, everybody.
Filter on Bob. Thanks very much. Bye-bye, everyone.
Good night, folks. We'll see you next week at Q&A.
Thank you all.